Today is the 17th of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And so just before we go into our worship session, I just want to put out there the hot worship breakfast, our first worship breakfast. I'm so excited. The band are excited. The team are excited. I don't think you understand. Ugh. The ups and downs of having to put this together. It has been really a roller coaster, but God is so faithful. God is so kind. And on that note, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it says this: "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come." So, Holy Father, have your way with our hearts, our will, our life, and our time. We want to yield ourselves to you so that you can make us new and improved. We don't want to be satisfied with where you have brought us. No, Father, we want to become more like Christ today and each day of our lives that follow. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your empowering grace. In Jesus' name. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Yeah. So, you know, I kind of want to share this because the worship breakfast for me is a testimony.
Oh, heaven above with wisdom
and love, our God is an awesome God. You know, just when you feel, or just when you're at the place where everything is set in stone, you're ready to give out information, you're ready to do everything that needs to be so that the people that have registered, so that you guys, the worshippers that have registered to come for this worship breakfast, are well informed and are prepared. And you know, the enemy really gave me a sucker punch with this one, and It was so hard. When you thought you had a venue, but you don't have a venue. Then you think you have a venue, then you don't have a venue. And then you think you have a venue, but you don't have a venue. And I just kind of felt like everything was just crumbling. But God in his infinite mercy, God in his infinite grace. Ugh. I cannot tell you how relieved I am to finally be sending out an email to say, here's where we're going to be worshipping. Here's how to get here. Oh, it makes me feel so good. It makes me feel so awesome. I am just so grateful to God that he opened up a door. I am so grateful to God that he showed me this particular venue. And it's quite a quirky venue. It's not a venue that I would ever have thought of doing something in. But God. Oh, Father, we give you praise. And so I know that the worship breakfast is going to be an amazing event.
Oh Lord, oh yeah, oh,
eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard what God is about to do in our lives, what God is about to do in our lives through our worship. That's what makes me excited. That is what makes me excited. Because as we yield our hearts, as we yield our minds and our souls, and we do nothing but worship Him in spirit and in truth, I am excited for the doors that will open. I am excited for the testimonies that will come through. I am excited for the breakthroughs financially, mentally, physically, spiritually. I am so excited to see what God is going to do with our worship in 2018 and beyond. Oh, yeah, oh God. Psalm 99 verse 1 says, "The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. Let the earth shake."
Oh, to worship you, I live to worship you. Nothing else matters. Oh, to worship you, I live to worship you. To worship you is the reason why you created me. To worship you, I live to worship you. Oh, to worship you. Worship you, Lord. Oh, to worship you, to worship you, I live. Yeah, I live to worship you. To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live. To worship you, O God. Oh, mandaraba seketere bojandaraba. Oh, wherever you are right now, sing, oh. Lift your voice, sing, oh, 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 oh. Father, we honor you, we glorify your name, we magnify you here and now.
Yeah.
For there is none like you, no, there is none like you, no, there is none like you. You are a great God. You are a victorious God. Your word is yes and yes and amen. You were not a man you should lie, nor a man that you should repent. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, you are God. There is no other place I'd rather be. than hearing your presence.
I stand in awe that you would love me the way that you do, that you will carry me the way that you carry me. Verse 7 says, a God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all those who are around him. And so our declaration of the day, Father, we worship you. Our declaration of the day says, I declare it is not too late to accomplish everything God has placed in my heart. I have not missed my window of opportunity. God has moments of favor in my future. He is preparing me right now because He is about to release a special grace to help me accomplish that dream. This is my time. This is my moment. I receive it today. This is my declaration. Mandarabasi kiteribu shakata. Mindiri didididididi shandarabasindiribu shakata. Rabababasindiribu shikiteribu shakata. Mandara basendere boshe kitiri rebo. And so, Father, our prayer this week has been, we thank you and praise you that we are in Christ and He is in us. We thank you, Father, that you are the husbandman. Jesus is the true vine and we are the branch. Father, help us to abide in you moment by moment so that we may be fruitful in your service and glorify your holy name in word and in deed. Lord, we place the rest of this week into your hands, not knowing what circumstances we may be called upon to face, but in your grace we pray that you will direct our path, guide our actions, influence our attitude and guard our motives so that it may be a fruitful week and time which brings glory to you. We pray that this week we may be diligently seeking you in all things and trust you for all the need and necessities of life, not relying on ourselves but living in utter dependence of you, knowing that this is honoring to your name and your will for your all your children. Father, this we ask in your name. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen. And so, The countdown for our first worship breakfast actually begins. I am so excited. You are probably not going to hear anything else bar the worship breakfast, apart from the worship breakfast. And so on that note, have a great day, guys. Enjoy your day today, and I will see you tomorrow. And my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. I love you.